Culture killer number five, insecurity. Coaches, while I believe coaching can be one of the most fulfilling, life-giving, and exciting jobs or professions out there, I also believe that it can be one of the most loneliest positions out there if we're not careful. Because our culture puts such an emphasis on winning and winning that championship and that end result, often I feel I ran into coaches and had to deal with them myself where we can fall prone to insecurity, self-doubt, feeling that we're not good enough. Maybe you got second place, you didn't win the championship, and you had a great season, and you're still dealing with these doubts that you could have done better. Or maybe you're having a struggling program and you haven't won for a while, and these feelings of self-doubt and insecurity can creep in. And the challenge when we start to feel this way is, if we're not careful, we can start placing an unhealthy emphasis on the end result, which can cause us to move from focusing on being a transformational coach, looking out for what's best for our players, and put an unhealthy emphasis on that end result, and can move us more into a transactional state. And it's something that we got to be really, really aware of, coaches. And I want to give you three things to focus on. Just as a reminder, if you find yourself in this insecure place, this self-doubt, to maybe pull you back in to focusing on being that transformational coach and that coach that those players need. First of all, sign up for a mentorship program. Find a mentor. Find somebody that can build into you, that you can talk to, that can guide you through when you are feeling this way. Two, create a coaching manifesto. It's a document. It's a living, growing, continuously changing document that outlines why you coach, that you can come back to when you might be in this season of feeling insecure, to remind you of, why do I do this? What's the big picture here? And what do I need to do now? And number three, figure out a daily routine of filling your mind and heart with good info, such as books, podcasts, maybe it's scripture, and conversation, having a group of guys around you that can speak truth, positivity, and sometimes maybe those hard truths to bring you back in. Thank you for listening to episode 166 of the Culture Builders Podcast. If you want to sign up for mentorship, if you're curious, if you have questions, please reach out to JP or Nate or myself at thriveonchallenge.com. We would love to hear from you.